Is the recorder on? Is that one on?
No.
Start it, please. Good morning, Rabbi Sai. We are in the middle of speaking about the halachas of Noilad, and in particular how the sugya starts off with the inyan of Beitzot Shenoldot B'yomtov. Yeah, Sif Aleph. Which simon? What's the number of the simon that relates to it?
Kuf Nun Yud Gimel.
Almost, yeah. Tof Kuf Yud Gimel. Yeah, take egg. Yeah. I told someone else last night. He was quite keen on it. Anyway, we were talking about Ish and Ishon, Enoish and Anoshim and Noshim, etc. The grammar of it. It's quite complicated. So, Chazal said as follows. An egg is not, well, it should be osa because it's not muchan. Because the egg appeared, it was laid on Yom Tov, or it was laid on Shabbos, and it wasn't there before Shabbos, therefore you didn't have your mind on it. Oh, but the Gemara asks the Kasha. The Gemara says that the egg that was laid on Shabbos was already muchan on Friday. Especially when you have a beitzah, which is there, sorry, when you have a chicken, which is there in order to be megadol beitzim, it's there for the egg. Yeah, it's there in order that it should lay eggs. These chickens lay eggs every 24 hours. And therefore, first of all, the egg that was delivered on Shabbos morning or on Yom Tov morning was already finished, hypothetically fit to eat already on Erev Yom Tov. It just hadn't come out. So it was inside the womb of the chicken, but it happened to be in a different place. But it was actually muchon. Yeah, the chicken, right? Similarly, the apple that falls off the tree on Yom Tov, if you would have picked it yesterday, it would have been perfectly ripe and edible already. In which case, why should that apple or that egg be mukta on Yom Tov? Chazal gemachta gezeira, because Chazal were worried, as we said many times, Chazal were worried that people will be mezalzel in Yom Tov, because they'll know that the punishments for being over is the Yom Tov are not as strong as is a Shabbos. And they know that there are a series of melochas which are mutter on Yom Tov, which are also on Shabbos, and therefore they will treat Yom Tov less severely. Therefore, Chazal were machmir. There were certain things, and in Muktzah in particular, there were very machmir. Chazal said as follows. It's possible, Bisman Hazeh, it's not always possible, but it can be, that certainly Bisman, when they used to be Mekadosh al Pi Re'iyah, and Yom Tov hypothetically could fall on any day of the week, you could easily have a Shabbos following a Yom Tov. If Yom Tov is on Friday, then you could have a Shabbos following it. Similarly, Shabbos could be first, Shabbos could be Erev Yom Tov, and you could have Sunday. Yeah, if you have a 3-day week, yeah, that we have sometimes, you have Thursday, Friday, Shabbos as a Yom Tov. Sorry, Thursday, Friday, Shabbos, and Shabbos is the first day of Yom Tov. You can have that. And we had this year Pesach. We had Erev Shabbos, which was Erev Pesach. Sorry, we had Shabbos, which was Erev Pesach. Said Chazal as follows: you're right that the egg really was muchon from the day before. But what happens if you've got two holy days one after the other? So the egg that was laid on Shabbos was muchon on Friday, but Friday was Yom Tov. So you've got Yom Tov being mechon to Shabbos. Similarly, what happens if Yom Tov is on Sunday, and Sunday is Yom Tov, and the egg is laid on Sunday? Then Enochanama, that egg was Muchan yesterday, but yesterday was Shabbos. Yom Tov is not Mechen for Shabbos, and Shabbos is not Mechen for Yom Tov. Therefore, Chazal were Machmir, and they said, we're going to put an Issa Mukta, we're going to make an Issa Mukta on this Yom Tov, on this egg that's laid on Yom Tov, even though it was ready earlier. So therefore, even in a weekday, even like this year Shavuos, yeah, when the first night Shavuos is on Sunday, and on Monday morning an egg is laid, Mazel Tov, so yeah, that egg was ready on Erev Yom Tov. So therefore, hypothetically, that egg was Muchon already Erev Yom Tov, it should be allowed to eat. Said Chazal, but there are other times when the day of Yom Tov follows from a Shabbos. or a Shabbos follows from a Yom Tov. Then the Muchan, the egg was ready on Yom Tov, but I want to eat it on Shabbos. Or the egg was ready on Shabbos, now I want to eat it on Yom Tov, and therefore I'm going to make a blanket Gezerah. That's the beginning, Mamash, the first Mishnah of
Beya.
So Beya Shenolda Yom Tov, yeah, is going to be Asura. And it's not only going to be Asura to eat, it's going to be Mukta. Chazal said, because anything that you can't eat, anything that you're not allowed to eat on Yom Tov, is going to be mukta, because you're mukta your mind from it. You remove your mind as something that you don't think of on Erev Yom Tov. You don't have that intention of eating. So therefore, as the gezera of Chazal, and Chazal were makpid, and they made gezeras on Yom Tov in order to protect the kovod of Yom Tov and to prevent zilzul Yom Tov. Therefore, the Be'er should be Yom Tov, even on a regular weekday, even though Yom Tov is Tuesday, and the Be'er was ready on Monday, Afal Pikein, Chazal said, the Mishum the other days, when it could be that Yom Tov is after Yom Shabbos, or Shabbos is after Yom Tov, Be'er should be Yom Tov is not only Osa Ba'achila, it is actually Mukta as well. Oh, sorry, I have to make an announcement. Apologies. Yeah, no, it's fine. Sure. Torah Northwest London, Monday, bank holiday, Chof Ches Ior, the 26th of May, Rav Yeshua Hartman Shlita, Bamidbar and Shavuos. This week's Torah has been sponsored, the Chvod Simchas HaNesuin of Yossi Lerner with Esther Rosenthal, which will happen in Yetz Hashem, B'Shor Tov HaMaslachas, on Yud Gimel Sivan. You're also in that Sheyivna by Esnema B'Yisrael, the Shameless Hillah, and also as a skus for all the Chayonim and the Nedorim that Sheyatsu Leveisayim B'Sholim.
It's Kav Ches, by the way.
Kav Ches.
Kav Ches tomorrow.
Okay, what did I say? Kav Ches?
Apologies.
Kav Ches
today. Kav Ches. Shalom Aleichem, up inside. Okay. Rabbi says, so I'm going to speak about the Parsha and Shavuos. Let's start with the first Rashi on the Parsha. The first Rashi on the Parsha, like all Rashis in Chumash, every time he starts the first Pasuk, in the Sefer, it's always something to do with Am Yisrael. Sefer Breshis is to show the right of Am Yisrael and Eretz Yisrael. Sefer Shmois, we're cut it again and again, Lodias Chibason. Sefer Vayikra, the first Rashi is that Kosh Boko spoke to Moshe Rabbeinu only for the benefit of Am Yisrael. We're going to see the one over here, and then we're going to see the one in Sefer Dvarim is again that Kosh Boko mitoch their covered. He mentioned the averis b'loshon remes mipnei kvoidam shel Yisrael. So what does Rashi say over here? Rashi's pointing out that it says that the Mishkan was built b'chad b'chodesh b'yir. So says Rashi, Bnei Yisrael were counted, mitoch chibosan lefonav moina oisam kol shah. Since they're so precious to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu counts them every hour. Now it doesn't mean obviously every hour, but it means any given opportunity. Kishiyotze b'Mitzrayim, menam. When they came out of Mitzrayim, it was a big event, they were counted. Kishenoflu be'egel, when they died in the egel, menon, they were counted again. Leidam minyan anisarim, to know how many survived. Ukishaba Lashur Shinosabanem, Minam, Be'echot Benisan Hukama Mishkan, Ube'echot Be'ir, Minam. The Mishkan was built in Chad Benisan, and they were counted a month later. Why a month later? Why not on the very same day? So the Maharal explains on the spot that it takes 30 days to become Kabua in a Shtot, Miyosh Ve'ir. It's a Gemara Bobaso, right? When you're Noida Miyosh Ve'ir, it includes everybody who's there from 30 days onwards. So it's called that Kosh Baruch Hu is a permanent residence by us after a month. So Be'echad Benisan Hukama Mishkan, Be'echad Be'ir Mina'am. Fine. Now let's go through lot through this Rashi. So Rashi says we were counted three times over a period of a year and 2 weeks. Over a period of a year and 2 weeks, we were counted three times. When we came out of Mitzrayim, Tesvav Nisan, and then Keshenaflu Be'egel and Zayin Tammuz, and then a third time was Rosh Chodesh Iyar, a year and 2 weeks after Yitzias Mitzrayim. Fine. So let's just be oimin on the Lashonis of Rashi. How many people died in Chet Egel?
3,000.
How much is that out of 600,000? Percentage wise? We have here an account.
No, half a percent.
Half a percent. That means how many were not killed? 99.5%. That's called Nusari? The survivors? When it's 99.5%? The Lashon of Rashi is Geshenoflu Be'egim Menon Leida Minyan HaNosorim. Nosorim means the ones who were left behind. 99.5% is called left behind. Nebuch, we know from the stories that we grew up with in the war, that Nebuch, Taket, something's happened, that one Yid was saved from the whole Keilah. That, unfortunately, we're used to. He's definitely called the survivor when the half a percent remains. Hashem Yirachem. But when 99.5% remains, that's called Nosorim. Interessant. Why is that called leftovers? Zetman, though, you see from here, you saw it, that when Am Yisrael misses even one Yid, they are all incomplete. It's like a puzzle of 1,000 pieces. If one piece is missing, you immediately notice it's incomplete. There's a hole there. It says in Chazal, Rami Shapir, that's how I always quote this Chazal, that if one Yid would have bunk on Shavuos and not show up at Matan Torah, if one Yid would have bunk, the Torah wouldn't have been given. If one Yid would be missing, it says in Chazal, in Medrash al-Chulman. Can you imagine? If one would say, I'm not going, I don't feel good, I'm not in the mood. So the Torah would not have been given. So it shows the significance that every Yid gives his contribution to Am Yisrael, and when he's lacking, the whole Am Yisrael is lacking. And to a certain degree, they're all called Nesarim, survivors of this klap. Okay, you said number one, how important every Yid is. But let me get weiter. The Rashi speaking gives you the impression that et b'chol shah, like you say in Hebrew, siba l'misiba. Whenever there's an excuse to have a party, let's party. The slightest thing. Right? A great Enikol was born. Right? A great Enikol was born.
Yanki.
A great Enikol was born. We make a l'chaim. Right? And yes, Hashem, there's a chassid coming up in the Lerner family. Siba l'misiba. Whenever there's a reason to do something, have a party. Rashi's saying, whenever Kadosh Baruch Hu showed there was a big event, we were counted. Why counting? Counting shows chiba, that Ramban says in this expression, that counting shows that each one, again, is so important. He says each one would go by, Aaron and Moshe and Aaron would have seen them, they would have gotten a bracha, and it gives a chashivas to each individual. And yet, what's the biggest question to ask here? Reb David, what's the biggest question to ask here? Come on, Reb David, you know. We were not counted in Matan Torah. The biggest event ever. Matan Torah is the biggest event ever in the history of mankind. Kula alma moidu. The HaKadosh Baruch Hu came and spoke to 2 million people and gave us Ma'aseh Deber. Nothing like that ever happened before, ever happened afterwards. Haniyaka davar hazeh, hanishma kamoyu. And Rashi is giving the impression, and not the impression, he's quoting the Loshes of Chazal, mitochi basen lefona moin oisem kol shah, on any excuse. So why weren't we counted in Matan Torah? In Yetzias Mitzrayim we were counted, in Keshenoflu Be'egel we were counted, Asher HaShechinah we were counted. So why weren't we not counted in that period of time?
When were they counted by
Yetzias Mitzrayim? It says the Pashas Boy. Ragli okay, Rashi says it, Emel Asot, he says it.
Kadosh Baruch Hu was personally there, so he knew it.
Of course, Kadosh Baruch Hu always knows. The counting's not for Kadosh Baruch Hu.
There's been no disasters between Yetzias Mitzrayim.
It doesn't make a difference. He's counting to show the love, not because he has to know the numbers. Yeah. And what happened from Chet HaEgel to HaKomas HaMishkan? There was no disasters either. The counting is not because there's a need for it, Rabbi Yisai. Kadosh Baruch Hu knows the numbers anyway.
If he's showing his love, there's no greater love than giving the
Torah. Oh, so L'chuy, we can say what Abdul is saying. The whole idea is to show love. Counting is to show a personal attention and to show love. And when you're giving Torah, what can be a bigger love? Do you buy the Torah, guys?
Yeah.
No, it doesn't work. First of all, Ashras HaMishkan doesn't show love. The Kadosh Baruch Hu is dwelling with us, and we were counted. We were counted on the third event. And Yetzias Mitzrayim probably shows love. So, Elmar, more love, less love. Yitzias Mitzrayim shows love.
Shchinah, we weren't counted. That was the first. That was on the first of Nissan. We only counted the first of year.
Okay, but it was the month before. No, okay, so I explained it already. That he was a temporary resident, he was a tourist.
I understand, but...
So you need a real reason. He was a tourist. He became permanent after 30 days. Rashi says, Be'echad b'nissan nukam ha-mishkan, be'echad b'yil menon. Rashi's referring to it. So it's a more than a kasha, and it's so appropriate to ask it, because it always falls before Shavuos. Pashas Bamid was always in the area of Shavuos, usually before, sometimes after. And this kasha is, it's a Merit Gehara. The Jewish people were counted in any great event, and the greatest event of all, Matan Torah, we were not counted. No record that we were counted. Again, that's not the point. The Kodesh Baruch is not counted because there's a reason. Akush Bokul tells Moshe to count the Shalchiba. It's not, Akush Bokul knows the numbers anyway. No, David, start showing up again on Wednesday nights, you'll see that there'll be a big. I'll give a lean at him. Okay? We miss you. Okay, Rabbi said. And also, what Duty says, also, we don't want to show too much love. I'm giving Torahs enough love. I'll tell you the truth, Abduni, from my experience in Chinuch, there's no problem of showing too much love. I see Nebuch the results, the opposite, not showing enough love, but showing too much, not to spoil. Spoil, I understand, of course not. But to show too much love, and baya. Don't worry, there's no bal tosif on that. You could show more, just show love through counting, show love through giving the Torah. There's no issur to show love. I'm telling you, Rabbi Yisai, Bermes. It's a big idiot to show love. Okay, this is not the topic of today, but I'll just say agavurcha. It's an inyan. You know what the Maral says on the Siva Techocha? Says the Maral that you're not allowed to say kol shivcha b'fonav. Mikza shivcha you're allowed to say b'fonav, right? So most people learn mikza shivcha. Mikza shivcha, you're permitted to say. The Maral says you're obligated to say. There's an inyan to compliment people. To say that Cheska is a Geshmakir. And to go one by one, there's an inyan to give compliments. He says it's Marbe Ava. It's not that you're allowed to say Mikzah Shifoi. You're obligated to say Mikzah Shifoi. Now, this could go a little bit against English mentality. Because English mentality, even when it's like a little bit, you know, reserved, live and live, there's an inyan, Mr. Bloom, to compliment people. And to go around to say, you look smart today. You said a good svar and shir. It's so nice to see you. You add so much when you're here. It's an inyan to go and compliment people. Inyan gadol. And to show, look at the Mishnah Pekavis. Chiba yisera noidas lam. The Rambam says over there, a chiba has to be shown. It's not enough that you have it in your heart. Chiba yisera has to be shown. I also heard once from Rav Hutton Zatzal, you know what he told me? And a shirach, when is the cutting point that up to that point, it's nothing, and from that point you can say mazel tov. So of course it's a gradual build-up, of course, everyone understands, but there's a turning point. What's that turning point? You know what he told me? That when the, I guess he was speaking to me, when the man can tell the girl, when the boy can tell the girl, in the most sneezdike kosher way. But that's kadasya, based in, I don't want to get into politics. You get all that sham. He could tell her in the most sneezdike way, I like you. Or you find favor in my eyes. You know, something like that. Once you could say that, it's mazel tov. Once, up to that stage. No, I'm not going to tell her I like her because maybe she doesn't like me. So that nothing happened yet. If there's a little bit that you could say in Meremez even, I like you. It's a done deal. That's what Shiva Zatel told me. And he quoted this Maral.
Did he say it in English?
What?
Did he say it in English?
No, we spoke in Hebrew.
So in Hebrew he said Ohev.
Chiba.
How do you translate Chiba?
Like,
but not love.
I guess not that big. You know, we're trying to do it with sneers, the most possible. So we'll lower the flames a little bit, but it should be. But the voice, the point is, when you could, when you, when you could show another person that you truly like him, it just makes the relationships and channels open. That's what it means. That's what the Mishnah is saying. Chiba yisera noidas lehem. A love should be shown. Chiba yisera noidas. Show it. Show that you like him. How? What? Each one in his way? Beseder. So anyway, so therefore what Dudi is saying, and again Dudi, a tzaddik of the year, the city, Baruch Hashem, you know, when he was born, it was a big simcha because he was born after a bunch of girls. I know that. People told me. How many girls were before you? Four. So could you imagine? And since then, he's mesamech everyone. Wherever he goes. When he was born, he would give a tremendous simcha. What's in my language?
The sound.
Uh-huh. Okay. So that we're back therefore to the question. Why were we not counted in Matan Torah? What? If it's a great event and counting is to show Ava, why weren't we counted in Matan Torah?
It might have suggested that Matan Torah was limited to the ones there
Excellent. Excellent Terrence.
Everybody was there.
No, that's another Terrence we'll see soon. Let's go with this Terrence. What the father of Shimon, Abu Shimon, if you would have been Arabs, we would have called you Abu Shimon. Abu Shimon. A great Sabu Hashem. He's saying a Gvaltika Terrence. Let's go through it. It would be misleading to count people in Matan Torah. It would somehow give the impression that those who were there are more into it or more obligated by it than us. We were there with neshamas, true, but we weren't there with guf. So you can't count neshamas. But the point is, though,
Karen.
But are we less obligated in Torah mitzvahs than the Dor HaMidbar?
No.
Even though we were born in the 20th century?
No.
Are we less obligated in Torah mitzvahs than that first generation? We're all called Mushba V'Oimed Behar Sinai. The Gemara and the Durham, we're all called obligated in Har Sinai. Exactly like Moshe Rabbeinu. There's not one iota difference between the chiyuv of that door that said Nasa V'Nishma and us. They took it upon themselves in our name. They're the representatives of the Av Yisrael. Whatever the reason will be, we are absolutely obligated equally. All generations are equally obligated to keep Torah mitzvahs. And no one could go ahead and say, well, I wasn't there beguf. I was there just with an neshama. I could have said no. I'm only there with I don't have a mouth to speak. So maybe I'm not so obligated. You're obligated bidiyuk like they are. If you're going to count that first generation, that could give a leading impression that they are more into it than we are, than subsequent generations. And it's not true. Kulam b'skira achas achayev. Yitzias Mitzrayim happened to that door. Yes, b'chol dov ador chayav adam l'rot es atzmo ke'ilu hu yatzam Mitzrayim. Fine. But no one's going to say b'chol dov ador chayav adam l'rot es atzmo ke'ilu hu chayev Torah. Your mom is chayev. It's not a ke'ilu. And counting that first generation, it's a link. It's a chain with many, many links. Why are you singling out that first link? Are they more significant than the subsequent links? No. Therefore, they were not counted to bring out that the Torah is equally applicable to all of us. And growing up in Northwest London, we're equally obligated, like the Moshe and Dor HaMidbar that were there in Har Sinai. Very good answer. It would be misleading to count. It would be limited the way you said. Very good. Let's go on. Let's see if we have other answers. How come the Jewish people were not counted in Matan Torah, even though it was the most auspicious event that happened in the history of Am Yisrael? Of the world. Forget about Am Yisrael. Of the world. I'll tell you what I'm saying. Maybe there's another reason. Am Yisrael were ki'ish echad b'lev echad in Matan Torah. They were totally united. Do you count one? Huh? Do you count one? You don't count one. There's no minyan be'echad. Every shalom say this lashon. For example, how many pillars are in this room? One. That's not called counting. How many tables? Oh, one, two, three. That's called counting. There's no minyan in one. And since Am Yisrael reached the highest level of unity in Matan Torah, ki ish echad b'lev echad, and Rashi says we never reached such a kind of madrega elsewhere, so therefore we were not counted because we're one. Maybe this is undermining another yisod, which is, how come the Torah wasn't given to the others? Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov are very good people. Right? Weren't they good people, Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov? Gevaldik. Why were they zechet to Matan Torah? So the morality of Eretz Yisrael, Perek Yitzchak, asks this question. And he says, Torah is given to a nation, not to individuals. The Torah is given to a tzibur, to an am. Why? Since the Torah has to be given to a recipient, since the Torah is eternal, the recipient has to be eternal. Any individual is not eternal. An individual, Yaakov Avinu loymes, it's a pchina, because of the cloud. But the Torah will not be given to Avram, because once Avram Avinu dies, so there's no Avram. It cannot be given to, it has to be given to a recipient who understand, who will live forever. That's a nation. And mimele, the Torah cannot be given to Yechidim. Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov were Meridic. They're the pillars of Am Yisrael, Ma'is Adaber, Shoshe Ha'uma. But nevertheless, they are Yechidim. And the Torah is given to a Tzibur. One of the 48 ways Shetorah Niknes Bam is Bechabura. It's a din of a Tzibur. It's not for Yechidim. And therefore, counting at the end of the day is individuals. You're counting individuals. And Matan Torah is a din for Tzibur only. And therefore, since the Tzibur was so united, there's no inyan to count it. That could be another answer. How come we were not counted in Matan Torah? What? Yes, so the Gemara says in Brachas, I was there, what? When we got the Torah. Very good, the Gemara then in Brachas. Good. Very good, Dudi. Come on, you see? You got a compliment. You got a compliment. Reb Yaakov, you got a compliment. You know, I'll tell you the truth, I always say. To go tell people, strangers, I like you, is a little bit, you don't feel comfortable saying that. I understand. Even me, an American, there's a limit. But to your children, to your grandchildren, yes, baya? A week should not go by that you don't tell your children or grandchildren, I'm crazy about you. I love you to pieces. You're such a matana that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us. What are you embarrassing? You're embarrassing your children? Strangers, I understand. And what happens if your teenager kid misbehaved that week? So maybe that week you don't say it. Or maybe that week say it twice. Maybe you gotta say it more. You tell people that you like them. Tell them. Yeah, tell them. Okay, not atkede kach. I like you. I understand. But like, give them a good feeling. That's an inyan. And that's what Matan Torah is. Okay, Rabbi Yisrael. Now let's go maybe just to conclude this nekuda. Why tak were the Jewish people ki ish echad b'lev echad in Matan Torah? Is it just a coincidence? A random? Or it was a very big event? Therefore, they all united and they all became one. Is there any fleishiks, even though shvus you eat milchiks, is there any fleish at the gezachir, a meat svar, why the Jewish people became one in Matan Torah? Specifically, more than Yetzias Mitzrayim, more than other events. What is it that the Jewish people became one? So I said, there's a yisod here, and the Maal says this yisod in a few places, which is a meridik yisod. It says in the Gemara in Shabbos Daf Kuf Lamed Tes, the Gemara says, "Hinei yamim ba'im v'ilchu miyam liyam levakesh et dvar Hashem v'lo yimtzo." This phone business, guys, it's Meshuggah, the phones. You come here for half an hour just speaking, everybody's on the phones. Rabbi Yaakov, it's a Meshuggah to Gafing. In Bamish, I also have a phone. So what? Anyway, so let's go on. So what does it say? No, of course, if someone's recording, right? Of course not. The Torah won't be found in the days of Golus. What do you mean? It says, "Kilot yishokach mipizaroi." Says the Gemara, "Lo timotza halacha brura u mishnah brura b'makom echad." The word mishnah brura is mentioned here. That's what the Helik Chofetz Chaim took his sefer from. It won't be one that knows it all. Namely, some will know Halacha, some will know Agarata, some will know Nach, some will know Psak, some will know Lumdis. It won't be one that knows it all. That's what Gemara says. In the days of Golos. Says the Gemara, you know why? Because the Torah and Yisrael mirror each other. And when Am Yisrael is dispersed amongst the Goyim, and like what do you say, Homan Rasha, Fuzam Mufurad B'chol Amim? So also the Torah is dispersed. And therefore the Torah won't be B'mokom Echad. They reflect each other, Yisrael and Torah. And Mimela, since in Matan Torah the whole Torah was given, Ke'echad, the Medrash says the Parashat itself, not 1 ounce of Torah remained in the Shemaim. Lack, stock, and barrel was given over to Yisrael. Legabe, a unity of Torah, so it's mirrored the unity of Yisrael. It had to be. We mirror each other. When we're dispersed, the Torah is dispersed. When the Torah is one, we are one. And we said maybe to end on a positive note, that you could see that the chiburim that are happening in Am Yisrael, the svarim that have been written the last 100 years, are all about gathering. The Chofetz Chaim started with Hilchos Lashon Hara. From all over the Shas, Torah Shebaal Peh, he collected it under one roof, Hilchos Lashon Hara, Encyclopedia Talmudis. And you'll notice, a lot of the Chiburim today are collecting from all over into one place. Which means that, in Yetz Hashem, that's hopefully what's going to happen to us also. You see also in Am Yisrael, to a certain degree, we became more centralized. No? Like it used to be scattered all over the world, and now there's like a big yeshuv in Eretz Yisrael, Baruch Hashem, in America, in Europe, and like not so much small little towns anymore. There's a kibbutz a little bit happening. You look and see compared to 100 years ago. And the Divrei Torah are a little bit mekubatzim more today. The Torah is, the chiburim, the svarim that are written today are to collect, le'esof. Reb Cheskel Sarna called it, there used to be dor ha-yotzrim, those who would create. Achshav dor ha-otzrim, with the aleph. Otzer means otzar, to collect, to put it together in a treasure. To say. I'm sorry?
Oitz is a chokhtah. Everything collected on a computer.
100%. And Sifri Maral today with the new edition. It's all the Maral everywhere. I thought you'd say that, Ovid. Tav, ani mochel lecha, ze b'seder. But you see, that's what it is. And 100%, these computer things, 100%, is a beautiful manifestation of that. Everything's now collected. You can reach it. And Yetz Hashem, that's the sign that Am Yisrael is getting collected, and Yetz Hashem will be Mehera B'yameinu, Shakadosh Baruch Hu Mekabetz Nitcha Yisrael. Be'ezrat Hashem, we should all have a good Yom Tov. Rabbi said, the Shlach Kodesh says, on Shavuos, the din is on the Ruchnias of the coming year. Rosh Hashanah is on the Gashmias, meaning Chaim, Gezun, Parnasa. That's Rosh Hashanah. And Shavuos is Yom HaDin on Ruchnias. How much Ruchnias will we have next year? How much will we shtag, Yetz Hashem? So Yetz Hashem, let's decide that next year, no phones during this half an hour. What do you say, Rabbi Yaakov? No phones. I said, the half an hour, you can't be without a phone. Chatzisha, we need telephone. Oh, no. Do you know in Brazil, my wife goes to Brazil, in the Goyish schools, they ban phones. You know how they come with a phone? The Goyish ones, all over the country. Brazil's an enormous country. No phones. They notice, it just causes you can't focus. You can't focus. Okay, Rabbi said. But anyway, Rabbi said, you should be more than I'm giving Muslim like the teenagers. But it's good that I teach you like teenagers, no? It makes you feel young. What?
That's your love for.
100%. Okay, Rabbi said, only Psalm service for Eretz Yisrael. And Yetz Hashem, everyone Amen. Should be Basimcha of a Tuv Levav. Okay. Amen.
So it's going to need charcoal. It goes in there, there's a brown lead. No, no, this is knife function. Yeah, regular charcoal. But the way to use it. Yeah, the way to use it is switch it on at the top. Yeah, yeah. So we turn it off. That's all. Now, up here, in the last couple of days, it says you've got a screen that says limited bandwidth. Yeah? We used to have a lot of trouble with limited bandwidth. But lately, we haven't had any problems with it at all. Downstairs, we haven't had any problems with it. So we will be downstairs the rest of the week. But today and yesterday, we had limited bandwidth. And apparently, Dudley sent a message saying that there's no voice, which could be to do with limited bandwidth.
Something pulled off in the middle.
Okay, once this is on, right?
In the middle, something like. Why did this kind of thing?
I don't know, but when I took this off and went back to the just the phone without that, did they come back?
Yes,
sound?
Came back.
Sound yes.
Yes. I
had a problem today and yesterday, which we never had. There was a screen that showed limited bandwidth. We're connecting to I think the what's going on there. In the shul, we haven't had that problem at all. Up here, we've had it today and yesterday. So I don't know.
Whichever way you say, whatever you're saying, this is still recording.
Okay, fine.
Don't tell anybody.
Yes. Let me just turn this off.